This is News and Current Affairs Channel of Radio Pakistan, and I'm your host, Javed Khan Jadoon. We have with us on telephone line from Australia, the Australian High Commissioner to Pakistan, Her Excellency Margaret Adamson, and High Commissioner will be talking about the Australian Scholarships Awards Program for Pakistan, and that is meant for year 2018. Welcome to our show, High Commissioner. My question to you is, what is the significance of these scholarships as far as Pakistan is concerned?
Well, thank you very much for the question. I think that similarly for the other countries where these scholarships are offered, and indeed Australia has been offering scholarships to countries of the Indo-Pacific region all the way back to the 1950s under what used to be called the Colombo Plan. And of course, there is that continuity. So we have seen many, many thousands of young people in mid-career travel to Australia to undertake study in a variety of fields. These fields, as far as Pakistan is concerned, they align very closely, of course, with the priorities of the government's Vision 2025. Mm-hmm. And so we are looking for applicants who are seeking to come back to Pakistan after undertaking a master's in Australia in any of those relevant fields, and I can certainly mention those as well.
Sure.
And of course, upon returning home to Pakistan, that such mid-career young professionals can, of course, contribute to Pakistan's successful and inclusive development.
Yeah, that's right. Excellency, Pakistani students have been there. We have also invited the alumni. They would be interviewed right after your interview. We will talk about their experiences in Australia and the kind of opportunities they got after completing their education in Australia, and how they are doing in Pakistan. That would be part of the interview or part of the program as well. My second question would be, Your Excellency, can you share the fields in which scholarships are being offered?
And the fields that we are giving priority to,
yes,
include a broad category called economic growth,
mm-hmm,
and that can be anything from business management to economics to water resources management to agricultural, agribusiness related studies, mm-hmm, any of those related disciplines. We also like to receive applicants from the health space, and that includes, of course, a particular focus on nutrition, given the very urgent needs for Pakistan in that particular field, but also public health more generally. Then, of course, we have education.
Mm-hmm.
So early childhood education,
mm-hmm,
basic education, higher education, and of course we are also looking to have people come through looking for public policy studies and stabilization and disaster preparedness,
mm-hmm,
for a country such as Pakistan, which is so afflicted by natural disasters. So these are the key fields. And then, of course, as we do take half of the number of applicants must be women.
Mm-hmm.
We have a strong gender focus throughout our aid program.
Mm-hmm.
And hence, in addition to seeking 50% of women applicants, we are also looking to see some of the applicants looking to study gender-related issues in their master's course.
And High Commissioner, would you like to share this very important information with our listeners? Are these programs fully funded by the Australian government?
Well, absolutely. These are full scholarships to undertake master's programs. In fact, I just had the pleasure a few days ago, while I was in Melbourne, I met with a group of so-called Honour Award master's scholars who, mm-hmm, are currently studying in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
At our universities there, they all came together to meet me at Melbourne University with one of our former alumni, actually, who is now a very senior person within the Punjab Police,
mm-hmm,
Mr. Tariq Qureshi. He visited Australia at the same time as me. So in our interaction with all of these scholars, they expressed their satisfaction with their conditions, with the support that the Australian government is providing. A number of the scholars also decide to travel with family. And so, as I say, these are fully funded scholarships for the period of master's studies. And should any of the applicants selected on the basis, of course, of their academic merit, also their personal qualities, a number of factors play into the decision as to award one of the Australia Awards scholarships. But should any such applicant also be someone who is living with disabilities, then of course we are also providing support for such applicants, and we welcome applicants applications from people who are living with disabilities as well.
High Commissioner, is it a prerequisite to get admission first from any Australian university, or it is not really mandatory to have the admission first?
Look, my understanding is that actually the intending applicant, this of course can be tracked from all of the information available on the website, which of course is AustraliaAwardsPakistan.org, and all of the information is available on that website for anyone who is interested. But my understanding for many years of this scholarships program has been that intending applicants should seek their acceptance from a preferred academic institution, a preferred university in Australia, and demonstrate that they have that acceptance as part of their application guide.
High Commissioner, you rightly pointed out that all the information is available on the website.
Indeed, all the information, and that of course is all out there, so any intending applicant should certainly visit the website and take note of all the information that is there. And I would note also, of course, that Australia is increasingly a very, very popular destination for international students. We are currently ranked at number 3, and I think one of the reasons for that is that many of the Australian universities are ranked very highly across the international benchmarks of offering high quality qualifications, a high quality education. And then of course Australia is such a multicultural country. Indeed, I just had lunch yesterday with representatives of the Pakistan community here in Sydney, and we have Pakistani Australians who are from all walks of life, who are here and always offering as well community support to students coming from Pakistan. But then, of course, the experience is here for any international student to make friends from all over the world, frankly. Over 2 million, I think it is something like 2.5 million students have selected to study in Australia over the years. So that just gives you an indication of the large numbers that are here and the broad breadth of the different countries from which we are drawing students. So it's a very rich experience, not just the quality of the education, but it is the life, as it were, I would even say a life-changing experience to be living amongst people from so many different parts of the world. And of course, becoming an alumni means that you become not only an alumni of the particular university, of the particular scholarship program, you become an alumni together with all of those other students that you have met. And you can, thanks to the amazing technology that we enjoy today, all of our alumni can stay very well in touch with each other, as well as their academic institutions in Australia. So we are encouraging a very active alumni experience, so to speak, and I'm sure you will hear more of that from those alumni that you will be shortly speaking to on the program.
High Commissioner, how important it is such programs, when we talk about the scholarships program which Australia is offering to Pakistani students, how important such programs are for enhancing people-to-people contacts as far as Australia and Pakistan are concerned?
Well, indeed, that was behind some of my remarks that I was just making for listeners, because, as I mentioned before, we have been offering scholarships to scholars from Pakistan and indeed across most of the nations of the Indo-Pacific region that stretches right across to the Pacific Ocean as well as all of Asia. ever since the 1950s. And so, you know, the bridges, the people-to-people contacts that come about as a result of studying in a different country, and the country becomes your home for the duration of your study. You make friends. You build up an understanding of the country where you are undertaking that study as well. And in a sense, you know, you become something of a envoy or of an ambassador.
Exactly, a goodwill ambassador.
Where you have undertaken your study. So we put a lot of value. We put a lot of value on this experience, just as we do for our own students that study abroad and come back to their countries and share that experience of meeting and studying and becoming familiar with different cultures, different ethnicities, different religions, different languages. This, I think, in the globalizing world, is one of the very positive outcomes of international study opportunity. So as I said before, we place a lot of importance on the connectivity between our two nations that both of our nations benefit from as a result of the scholarships program.
High Commissioner, can you please give us a number of scholarships being offered this year?
We are hoping to increase the numbers of scholarships for next year. We are speaking about the 2018 year, which will be the next intake for Australia Awards scholars. This year, as I recall it, we were offering between 40 and 50, and we are hoping very much to continue. It will be, nevertheless, a modest growth, but we are trying very hard to continue to grow the number of full-time master's programs under the Australia Awards program. I should also note, under the Australia Awards, that we also are offering some short courses and short course fellowships and short course informal learning opportunities. These are two other vehicles that we offer under the Australia Awards program.
Thank you so much, High Commissioner Margaret Adamson. Your Excellency, you gave us wonderful information about the scholarship program being offered by the Australian government to the Pakistani students. And it is a good news. You announced that 50% of the scholarships would be meant for female students. If you want to add something, Your Excellency.
Oh, thank you so much. I just wanted to greet all of the listeners to the program and wish every prospective applicant the very, very best of luck should they decide they would like to apply for an Australian award. And to any way inform themselves about Australia, there is so much information available on the Australian High Commission website. We have a very active Facebook site there and also via Twitter. So you can follow us that way. And I just want to also note, as I'm sitting far away here in Australia, we are about to commence a very important holiday in Australia, which is Easter. And earlier this week, of course, for the Australians who are of the Jewish background, we have had Passover. So I just want to extend my very best wishes to absolutely all of the listeners, bearing in mind that Ramadan is coming up soon. And so, again, to celebrate this collective cultural diversity and understanding between all of our different backgrounds and in particular between our two countries.
It was wonderful talking to you. Her Excellency Margaret Adamson, the High Commissioner of Australia and Pakistan. Thank you so much, Your Excellency Margaret Adamson.
My great pleasure, and thank you for having me on the program. All the very best, and I look forward to seeing you back in Pakistan.
Same as here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All the very best.